Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2.
Tivurema Bible edu kuna Petro kutanga chapter 2.
We shall read two verses, verse 9 and 10.
Chaverenga maverse maviri 9 na 10.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Asi imi muri rudzi rwakasunungurwa, uprisita wamambo, rudzi rutsvene, vanhu vakazviwanira, kuti muparidze kunaka kwaiye wakakudanai, kuti mubve parima muuye kuchiedza chake chinoshamisa.
Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Imi kare makanga musi vanhu, asi zvino muri vanhu vaMwari, makanga musingawanirwi ngoni, asi zvino manzwirwa ngoni.
Amen.
Amen.
May God add blessings to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Shall we pray?
Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu muri kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai zvekare manheru ano Ishe. Vana venyu zvapungu vaungana Ishe Jehovha pamutumbi iwo weshoko renyu. Baba tinokumikidza sevisi yanhasi mukati memaoko menyu. Tinoziva kuti Mwari imi mukauya mukatora munhu mukamubvisa pamamiriro ezvinhu mukauya mukataura nehana dzedu zvinotiitira zviri nani Ishe. Muranda wenyu Ishe Jehovha ihwamanda mangwanani ano. Madekwana ano Ishe. Muprofita anotaura kuti hwamanda haina rusha rwayo. Asinorira maringe nemuridzi wayo maridziranda kuita. Ishe chitorai muranda wenyu mugomuridza sehwamanda Ishe Jehovha zvigobatsiridza vana venyu Ishe Jehovha. Tinokumikidza sevisi yanhasi mukati memaoko menyu. Tinoti titorei tose pamwe chete ungano baba mutise munzvimbo dzemuchadenga muna Kristu Jesu. Baba kuti pachazopera sevisi ino tinge tichiita sevaya vaenda Emmaus vakati mwoyo yedu haina kutsva here Ishe pavanga vachitaura nesu munzira. Baba chitorai muranda wenyu mumuise parutivi mugoya mutaure nevana venyu. Taikumikidza zvose kwamuri muzita raShe Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we take our seats?
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Amen. Allow me to read with you also from Luke chapter 1.
Nditenderei kuverenga nemi zvigare kubva kuna bhuku raRuka chapter 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1.
Luka 1 verse 1.
To 4.
Luke 1, ndima 1, kusvika 4.
For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us.
Vazhinji zvavakaedza kurondedzera mashoko ezvinhu izvo zvakaitika pakati pedu.
Zvinotendwa. Amen. The things that are most surely believed among us.
Zvinotendwa pakati pedu.
Amen.
Amen.
Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were with eyewitnesses and the ministers of the word.
Sezvo akatipa ivo vakazviona nameso avo kubva pakutanga navaiva vanyai veshoko.
It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus.
Neniwo ndakati ndanatsofeya zvose kubva pakutanga, ndakati zvakanaka kuti ndikunyorereiwo nokutevedzanisa imi Theophilo makakurumbira.
Ya, shona inyasoburitsa kana kuti varikutadza kunyasoverenga here shona yacho, I don't know. That thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
Kuti muzive kuti mashoko amakadzidziswa ndezvokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
I just read these scriptures.
Ndangonyora magwaro aya.
Because you know we are speaking of things which are most surely believed among us.
Tichitaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvinonyanya kutendwa pakati pedu.
Amen.
Amen.
The things which are most surely believed among us.
Zvinhu zvinonyanyotendwa pakati pedu.
Amen.
Amen.
I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things.
Handizotadza kurangaridzai zvinhu izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what Peter says.
Sayo zvinotaurwa naPeter.
Amen. Though you know them,
kunyange muchizviziva,
and be established in the present truth.
Munofanirwa kugadzwa muzvokwadi anhasi.
Amen. So Amen. There are things that are surely believed among us.
Pane zvinhu zvinotendwa pakati pedu.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Our subject on the two vines.
Maridzi edu pamusoro pemizambiringa
miviri. We spoke on this the Sunday before last.
Takataura musoe svondo yakapfuura.
Amen. We spoke on the two vines.
Takataura pamusoro pemizambiringa miviri.
Amen.
Amen.
We're also complimenting on the series of messages that the pastor is going, you know, through with the church.
Amen.
Thoughts on as I was with
Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
And we saw Moses in Deuteronomy 27. Commanding the people, saying, when you be gone over Jordan, you shall take great stones and plaster them with plaster. Amen.
Amen.
And we know a stone in the Bible, it speaks of revelation. Amen.
Amen.
It says, when you cross over, amen, into the promised land, into
Canaan,
the land of your inheritance, amen, which is the third stage of their journey, which was actually the final stage of their journey.
It
says, when you come into that land,
it
says, take great stones, amen, and plaster them. Amen. Right? And write upon them all the words of the law very plainly. As we said, a stone speaks of revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Because in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, to him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. Amen.
Amen.
So it's a personal revelation. Amen.
Amen.
There is a name written in the stone, not on the stone. And no one knows except the one that receives it. So it's a personal revelation. Amen.
Amen.
So Moses is commanding the people,
Moses,
when you cross over, take these great stones and write the law plainly. Amen.
Amen.
The words of this law, you must write them clearly to the people. Amen.
Amen.
They must be easy to understand. Amen. The mystery is revealed. Amen. This is across Jordan. The third stage of the journey. Because we see there is a group that does not cross over. Amen. A group that does not go on to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we saw this was the Judas group. And we saw that this group, they performed miracles and signs, wonders. Amen.
Amen.
Because Judas was among the 70.
Judas,
amen. When they returned, they came back to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says they came with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They were happy. They were rejoicing because they saw that devils, evil spirits, were subject unto them. And the Lord went on to say, I give you power to tread on serpents and over all the power of the enemy. But notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, a resume of the ages.
Amen.
Remember, speaking on the looking at the two vines. From our studies, we have already learned that much of the revelation is totally misunderstood. Because we have not formally known that the church spoken of and spoken to in this book does not refer to the pure ecclesia, the elect.
Hanzi nekuti church iri kutaurwa nezvayo haisi kutaura nezve church iyo mwenga akachena kana kuti kereke yakachena
yakasanangurwa. Amen. The body of Christ,
mutumbi wa Christ,
or the bride,
kana kuti mwenga.
We know the church,
tinoziva kuti kereke.
Amen. Is referred to as the body of Christ.
Ndiyo inotaurwa semutumbi wa Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Or the elect,
kana kuti vasanangurwa.
Amen. Right. But now here, the prophet is saying, this revelation is misunderstood. Amen. Because when it's spoken of the church, it doesn't necessarily refer to the elect only, or the body, or the bride. But it speaks to the entire body of people who are called Christians, whether they be true or merely nominal. Because all Israel is not Israel. So all Christians are not Christians. Thus we learned that the church is made up of two vines. Amen.
Amen.
The true and the false. The two vines are motivated by two kinds of spirits. One is the Holy Spirit, while the other is endued with the spirit of Antichrist. Both claim to know and be known of God. Both purport to speak for God. Both believe certain very basic truths and differ on others. But since both bear the name of the Lord, being called Christians, and by such name bearing obviously claim a relationship to Him, God calls it marriage. Amen. God now holds them responsible to Him and therefore speaks to each. We further learned that these two vines would grow side by side until the end of the ages, when both would come to maturity and both be harvested. The false vine would not overcome and destroy the true vine, but then neither would the true vine be able to bring the false vine into a saving relationship with Christ.
Amen.
We learned the most amazing truth, that the Holy Spirit could and would fall upon the unregenerate false vine Christians, and manifest powerfully in various signs and wonders. Even as Judas had a definite ministry in the Holy Ghost. Though he himself was pronounced to be a devil. Amen.
Amen.
This is clear, church. Says with these principles in mind, we start to trace the church through various seven ages. Amen.
Amen.
Says we learned this most amazing truth. You know, at times, I watch these interpreters. You know, the preacher preaches on this level and he drops. You must come up to the level of the preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Because you also have, if you bear in mind that you also speaking to your audience.
Amen.
Amen. Munozaka na tiri kunyaso duzira chaiko chaiko.
When we are really interpreting.
Fortunately, most of us here we understand English. But laitanga tine chinano chekuti kunongoone vasangatongonzwa chirungu varungonzwa shona vanenge vakatongotarisa brother.
Whereby some don't hear English, they will be looking upon the brother.
Saka muparidza anga atati kuti praise God.
When the preacher says praise God,
he would praise God. Avasi kutonzwa zvataurwa nemuparidzi.
Amen.
Anditika.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just helping this young man. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Brother Ben vanozviziva izvozvo.
Brother Ben knows that.
Amen. Ndo engineer ku Voice of God
Library. Voice of God Library.
Mazuvano vari kubatikana chaizvo ne recording.
Very busy with the recordings.
Amen.
Amen.
So want to see kuti kana Brother Branham panotaura nerimwe simba.
He knows when Brother Branham speaks at a certain peak.
Uyo ari kududzira anonzi anofanira kutosvika pa level yekana Satan kachidza usati.
Reach that certain peak.
Amen.
Amen.
Anofanira kuendrana.
They must continue together.
Because when you are stressing a point,
kana uchinyatsokunyatso kutaura chiri taura.
Unofanira kunyatsonzwisisa kuti uri kustress.
You must know that you are
stressed. Like Moses said.
Sa Moses akati.
Write the law. The words of this law.
Mashoko emurau.
Very plainly.
Zvakanyatsojeka.
So he's emphasizing.
Ari kunyatsokurovera hoko.
Very. You are emphasizing when you say very.
Zvakanyanyojeka.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So we see that the Holy Ghost
saka toona kuti mweya mutsvene
also falls upon the unregenerate false vine.
Unotowirawo pa uyo muzambiringa wenhema.
Manifesting powerfully in various signs and wonders.
Votoyatsoradza zvine simba zvirachidzo nemashura.
Amen.
Amen.
Now if you go to Hebrews chapter 6. Amen. Verse 4 tells us. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. So we see that it is possible for some people, amen, to taste of the heavenly gift, to be made partakers of the Holy Ghost, to taste of the good word of God and of the powers of the world to come. Amen. For those people to fall back, it's possible. Amen.
Amen.
So it's not all about performing signs and wonders. Amen. Though that goes with it. Like we saw the prophet says, even quoting the Lord Jesus Christ, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen.
Amen.
And they went forth preaching, the Lord working with them. Amen. Confirming the word with the signs and wonders following. Amen.
Amen.
Tested of the heavenly gift, made partakers of the Holy Ghost, tested the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Numbers
13.
Moses speaks to these people. Amen. He says, send men. Or he sends men to search the land of
Canaan.
Amen. Which God had given to the children of
Israel.
He says, go and spy the land. Amen. Verse 18. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. Amen. Remember, Moses is sending these people, but he's still on the other side of Jordan. Amen. Because you remember, it was
Joshua
who took the people across. Amen. But here,
Moses,
on this side of
Jordan,
he's sending men to go across Jordan to spy the land. Amen.
Amen.
And verse 20, and what the land is, see, whether it be fertile or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage, and bring off the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. And they came unto the brook Eshcol. Verse 23. Sorry, to you people up there. The people on the computers. I have to jump some of the verses because of our time.
Right.
But verse 3 says,
verse
when they came to the brook Eshcol, they cut down branches. Right? Says, and cut down from thence a branch with a cluster of grapes. And they bear it between two upon a staff. And they also brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. Amen. And verse 26 says, and they went and came to Moses. So they crossed the
Jordan,
went into the promised land. Amen. And cut the grapes. Amen. And brought the pomegranates, the figs, the fruit of the land. They brought it back to Moses and Aaron and to the congregation of Israel. Amen. Unto the wilderness of
Paran,
to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Amen.
Amen.
And they told him, Moses, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us. And surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this be the fruit of it. Amen.
Amen.
On this side of Jordan.
Amen.
Amen. So they are showing the people the fruit of the land. They are showing the people who are not yet crossed over. And the people tested of the grapes. They tested of the fruit of the land. But while on this side. So this is what Paul is saying in Hebrews. Amen. People can test of the fruit of the land. Amen.
Amen.
Of the powers of the world to come. Amen. Test of the heavenly gift. Make partakers of the Holy Ghost. But while on this side. Amen.
Amen.
So what is partaking of the Holy Ghost? The fruit of the land. Because in the land, we are promised all the signs and wonders. Yes. The prophet says, amen, divine healing is children's bread. Chikafu chevana.
Children's bread.
Amen. Saka zvinhu zvinodzve munyika
ichipikira. The things belong to the land of promise.
But before they cross over, you can actually taste of those things. Amen. Who are these spies? This is why the prophet says, no man has a right to stand behind the pulpit until he has crossed the over and come back with the evidence, the fruit of the land, to show to the people. Amen.
Amen.
That's our
problem today.
Amen.
Amen.
We can
stand and preach.
Connect my scriptures,
and connect scriptures and say, I'm a preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Not only to the young people,
even the elderly.
You
see, even the person was in the message all along. You wonder what happened.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says history repeats itself.
Amen.
The cycle of time swings back every so often. Amen. From the message, Dr. Moses. History repeats itself. And the scripture repeats itself down through the age. Any scholar knows that. That's ever studied it from a spiritual standpoint. To watch how scripture will repeat itself. Run in cycles like that. It certainly does. Amen.
Amen.
Because the preacher says, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done, is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. Scripture, history repeats itself. Amen. Like a cycle. Amen.
Amen.
The thing that has been, it is that we shall be. That which is done, is that we shall be done. There is no new thing under heaven. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It had been already of all the time, which was before us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You take the days of Noah. Amen. Genesis 6.
Genesis 6.
And you can superimpose on our day. You take the days of
Noah.
Amen. And put them over the days that we are living in. You find they fit perfectly. The thing that has been is that which is. Men began to multiply on the face of the earth. That was population explosion. Amen. Our
problem today.
Population explosion. But this problem is not a new thing. It has been. Go to the days of Noah. Amen. And the daughters were born unto them. That sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. The days of
Noah.
Daughters of men were fair. They were beautiful. They were attractive. Amen. And the sons of God took them wives of all which they chose. Amen. The attractiveness, it was impossible to resist. Amen. Amen, brothers.
Amen, ama.
The days of Noah.
Mazwa Noah.
The daughters of men were fair. They were beautiful. They were attractive. Irresistible.
Zvisinga dzivisiki.
The beauty.
Runako rwacho.
You ought to have the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, you will not dingurwa.
Or else you will be put down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ndosa kana vaparidzi vari kudingurwa.
So even preachers are being dribbled.
Nerunako.
By the beauty.
Rwevanasikane vevanhu.
Of the daughters of men.
Read the Bible properly.
Verengai Bible kwazvo.
Doesn't say the daughters of God.
Hariti vanasikana vamwari.
The daughters of men.
Vanasikana vemunhu.
Amen. Devil's agents.
Nume dza Satan.
No, basarawe iro.
That's their duty.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, maziso tinao.
We've got eyes.
But no fano kwa ni mwemtene.
But we must have the Holy Ghost.
Kutirwa wano tirunako.
What they say, beauty?
Kwa uri zinigis tuchikisa.
To you, it's fearsome.
It's not tuchikisa.
Very fearsome.
In
our day, in the world,
it's
impossible for you not to see a beautiful girl.
Woman.
A beautiful woman.
So not little girls, but talking of women.
Beautiful women, madzimai.
Because
they go somewhere.
Ano pinda uko.
Cause.
Ari zito.
She's black when she goes this side.
Right. But pano zonobuda ne dore
kuku. When she comes out.
Anenga murungu.
The world is manufacturing them. Just making them up.
If they were
not looking properly.
Yes. We are
different.
Amen. Yeah. Some are roses.
Some are roses.
Petunia.
Some are petunias.
Some are
lilies.
Sister
Tsoka.
But now, in your asi, Murgona, Kusiana Senakomaro Jehovah.
They differ.
Amen.
These flowers of
but God. But
the problem is yours.
Kanauta zote akanaka ndi upa ni uyu ni uyu.
Looking for the beautiful one.
Ah, unedamuzikwe baba.
You have got a problem.
Amen.
Amen.
Vunza murume wakanozo kutaura izvi kuti ndiye akanakisa pane vese
pane pano. Ask the husband of that one, he will tell you she is the most beautiful one.
Amen.
In the world. Amen.
Days of Noah.
Mazua Noah.
When the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair.
Amen.
They took them.
Tora.
And the children were born unto them. The same became mighty men which were of old. Men of renown. Well known, famous people. Is this age?
Was
not in the olden
days.
Mazanda unoneka vanhu vanoita mukurumbira.
These are people who are famous.
Billionaires.
My billionaire.
Ana Bill Gates. Munotozva chinzika vanonzi. Anzi pa top 10 ma billionaires anopinda mu
top 10 billionaires.
Masta vachiliswa kuda izvo.
Their names are listed.
Eh? Kuzvo mwanonzi. Alright, mu Africa.
Some from Africa.
Tozoyo vanonzi muZimbabwe.
Some from Zimbabwe now.
Eh? Men of renown.
Varume vemukurumbira.
Eh? Zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kungobudisa vanhu vane mbiri.
Many things are coming out. People are being famous.
Kana kuma sports.
Even in sports.
Kurungobuda mbiri.
We have got stars. Soccer stars.
Amen. The days of Noah.
Mazuva Noah.
And the Bible says, God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So when I read every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, I was pointing there, it's actually there. God says the thoughts of his heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Those are my fungira anoita.
So if you want to fungani musoro kayo.
You think by the head.
But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart,
says ano fungane moyo wake.
So is he.
Those are.
The earth also was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. God looked upon it. And behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. The days of
Noah.
And the Bible says, as it was in the days of
Noah,
so is it now. The day that we are living in. Amen. Amen. The day when the Son of Man is being revealed. So if God was not happy with what was happening then, He is also not happy with what is happening now. What the Bible says, it gripped into his heart. Amen. That he had made men. And he said, I will destroy all flesh. He says, I'm the Lord, I change not.
Amen.
Amen. But verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unmerited favor. Amen. It's Amen. Not what you do. It's not what you can do. Amen. But grace. Unmerited favor. Amen.
Amen.
That's you and me. In the days when God is being grieved that he put men on earth, when God is saying I must destroy all flesh, but there's a people, amen, amen, that have found grace in his eyes. History repeats itself. That's what we are looking at this evening. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says in the message, this day this scripture is fulfilled. Paragraph 172. He says, where are we at in this Abrahamic age?
Amen.
History repeats itself. The days of
Noah.
But here the prophet is saying, where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Where are we in this great time we are standing? The great hour that we are living in. Oh, brother, sister, it's a great hour. Like the pastor was saying, amen, quoting the prophet. It's a terrible time to the unbeliever. But it's a glorious time to the believer. And he's saying, where are we in this great time we are standing? The great hour that we are living in. In this age, this period of time. Amen. But what? No, this period that is allotted.
Wakapiwa.
Amen. But where are we at? Amen. It's a span of time.
Inguwa yakapiwa mwaka.
Amen.
Amen.
But in that time that has been allotted,
mwaka iwo watakapiwa,
where do we stand?
Takamira papi izo zizo.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka esinye zongotoroti,
it's not an issue of speaking.
Seventh church age. In the seventh church age, where are we at? Amen.
Amen.
The seventh church age messenger has come and gone. Amen.
Amen.
In the seventh church age,
he
brought a message. Amen.
Amen.
And now, where are we at? In that age. Like the prophet is asking the church, where are we at in this Abrahamic age?
Abraham.
So we can take the age of
Noah
and compare it with the age that we are living in.
Amen.
Amen. The days of Lot are also the days of
Abraham.
Like we said the other day, the rest of the people, they can only read what's written. Amen.
Amen.
But there's a group
Pane boka, man,
that can read what's not written. Amen.
Amen.
One reads the spoken word book and it says the man called me a buzzard. Amen.
Amen.
Another man reads the same book. He says, but he called me an eagle. Amen.
Amen.
The days of Lot.
Mazua Rot.
That's what the Bible says. Those as it was in the days of Lot.
Mazua Rot.
So shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. But to the elect, like we saw. Amen. They are not only looking at Lot. Amen. There is another group that's not mentioned. That's not written about. But in that same scripture, it's there. Amen. Which group is this? That's the Abraham group. Because the days of Lot are the days of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
But only they lived in different places. Amen.
Amen.
Different worlds. Christ praying for the church. Keep them from the evil. They are in this world, but they are not of the world. Amen.
Amen.
They eat different. They hear different. They see different.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we dress different. That's why our language is different. That's why our songs are different. Amen.
Amen.
The days of Lot.
Mazua wrote.
There's another group. Amen.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 2.
2 Peter chapter 2.
It tells us of this man Lot.
Says
dwelling in
Sodom
was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked.
Sodom yanga ine nyonga nyonga yekutaura kwakaipa kwevanhu vakaipa.
He was vexed with the filthy conversations of the wicked. But where? In Sodom. Says, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Where? In
Sodom.
Lot in Sodom.
Lot achishungurudzika muSodom.
Amen. Vexing his soul.
Achishungurudzika mumoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
But in Sodom.
Asi ari muSodom.
He won't come out.
Haakwanise kubudamo.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But Abraham,
as Abraham,
the elect of the day,
Musananguru wezuwa,
receives angelic visitation.
How
they in the plains of Mamre. Three angels appear to him. But he was able to identify the one that was the one
Uyo.
Among those three. That one was Elohim himself. Amen. God in flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Then two went to Sodom.
Vairi ku Sodom.
And the one who remains with Abraham
Uyo,
says,
Abraham,
shall I hide from Abraham,
Abraham
what I'm going to do? Amen.
Amen.
Things that are hidden are mysteries. Amen. When you speak of things that are hidden are mysteries. But he says, shall I hide? I must reveal to Abraham. Amen. Seeing that he's going to teach his children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So where are we at in this Abrahamic age?
Amen.
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 So it means three angels also appeared to us. Amen.
Amen.
And so there's two that went to Sodom. And the one remains with us. The elect of the day. And performs a sign. And reveals secrets to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God's end time messengers.
There
is Billy Graham to the evangelicals. And there is Oral
Roberts
to the Pentecostals. But that's all in
Sodom.
Amen. But there is the prophet William Marion
Branham
to the bride of Christ. The elect lady. Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Seven letters. Branham. Seven letters.
Abraham. Branham.
Amen. And he performs a sign.
Amen.
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 It's a prophetic class of people.
Amen.
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 These things
Zini.
Are revealed to a special class of people. Zini. A prophetic class, the prophet says. Amen. You are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A peculiar people. You are special. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at this Abraham.
Amen.
Quickly. Genesis 12.
Genesis 12.
So My brothers who are flighting, bear with me.
Amen.
I'll skip some of the verses just to save time. Amen. But we know these are things that are most surely believed among us. Amen.
Amen.
Though you know them, we are just reminding one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We see verse 1.
Genesis 2.
Now the Lord had said unto Abraham.
No, Jehovah wakati kuna Abraham.
No, not Abraham. He was not yet Abraham.
Right.
He received a name change. From Abram to Abraham. But here
Abraham.
He is still Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But when you are called.
Kadanwa.
Amen. You are chosen. Amen. And then you receive a revelation. Amen. You get part of God's name.
Amen.
Here is still Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. He hasn't received a name change yet. He that overcometh.
Uyo anokunda.
Amen. I will give him a white stone.
Dombo jena.
And in that white stone a name
dombo
written.
Iro, romne,
that no man knows but he himself that receives.
Asi uyo
amen. That's when you receive a part of God's name. So he was still Abraham.
Abraham.
And God, the Lord had said. Vakanga vat. Amen. Paninguwe vakanga vatu taura nae. Amen. The Lord had said.
Zino Jehovah vakanga vat.
Yes. That's what the prophet said, the Bible is saying here. The Lord had said unto Abraham.
Vakanga vati kuna Abraham.
Saka paninguwe vakanga vataura.
There is a time that he spoke.
Amen. At least he's yes, but
we don't know the time, but the Lord had spoken to Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why even if you know
when
we are testifying,
the problem is we want to say when we are testifying, the
amen.
Person
amen.
He must see it. No.
You are planting seeds. And then we end. But
go.
In God's time, it's like the church. When the word is being preached,
it's not that we catch it all the time.
Amen. But
sometimes when you are sitting,
meditating,
maybe you are reading from the prophet,
scripture,
or reading a scripture.
Ah, oh, yes.
It's just revealed to you.
So
you say,
the Lord had said.
Saka Jehovah
wakanga vat.
There's a time he had spoken to Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
And now verse 4, then says, so Abraham departed. Because the Lord had said unto him. Then you see Abraham departing
Abraham
as the Lord had spoken unto him. The Lord had said to Abraham. Amen. Right? And then he departs from his country. And Lot went with him.
See where the problem is.
God appeared to Abraham.
Abraham.
And now Abraham when he departed.
Abraham,
as the Lord had spoken unto him. Lot went with him.
Lot akaenda naye.
We know Lot was Abram's nephew. He was a son of Abram's brother. Amen. Whose name was called Haran. Amen.
Haran.
Because you know Terah was the father of Abraham. Terah begat Abram,
Nahor,
and Haran.
Haran.
And Haran died at a young age.
Haran.
Amen. So Lot stayed with his grandfather
Terah.
Because his father had passed away. So he stayed with his grandfather
Terah.
Amen. Together with Abraham.
Abraham.
Then Terah died. That Genesis 11.
Genesis 11.
Amen. So when God called Abraham,
Abraham,
this is when we see Lot following his uncle.
Baba
Mkuru. Amen. So that's verse 7.
Amen.
Of chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
And then we see the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain in the east of Bethel. Amen. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. So we see Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. As he journeys,
right?
He builds an altar. He calls on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He comes to this place. He builds an altar. He calls upon the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And then verse 10,
verse 10,
we see there was famine in the land. And Abraham went down to Egypt.
Abraham.
Amen. And the Lord followed. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever
is Abraham is going,
Lord
is following. Lord can do nothing. He doesn't have a revelation. He only knows what the Lord told Abraham.
Amen. And then we come to Genesis
13. Genesis 13.
And Abraham went up out of Egypt.
Abraham akabuda mu Egypt.
And his wife.
Wake,
and all that he had.
Nezvese zvanga
inazvo. And Lot with him.
Na Lotwo.
Unto the south.
Kuenda kuma kuchamhembe.
Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and gold.
Abraham akapfuma mumombe ne silver ne ndarama.
Amen. Right. Verse 4.
Dima 4.
Unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And the Lord also, which went with Abraham, he had flocks, herds, and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Amen.
Amen.
Problem
is starting now.
And there was strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land.
The headmen were the ones that started strife.
The headmen.
There was strife among the headmen.
The headmen.
Wafuzi.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they had flocks,
heads,
cattle, sheep.
Amen.
Why? So they had headmen. But the strife was between the the headmen. It's not the sheep, brother, sister.
Amen.
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 And
we thank the Lord for our pastor who will give
it.
You've never heard him hitting other ministers from this pulpit. It's not the nature of our pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know where he takes it from? From Christ.
It's
the spirit of Christ. But it's the head man.
But
amen.
Amen.
We are seeing this in the days of Abraham.
Amen.
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 So everything that happened in the days of Abraham.
Amen.
We are looking at this man Lot. So after the, you know, when these headmen had strife, right, Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my headman and thy headman, for we are brethren. See, that's the spirit of Christ. Let there be no strife between us. Amen. For we are brothers. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will take the right. Or if thou depart to the right, then I will go to the left. See the Spirit of Christ preferring one another.
When something is about to happen, you must calculate whether you are going to win or lose.
Am I going to win or the brother is going to win?
I believe it will not come out well.
We are brothers. The land is before thee. If you choose to go to the right, amen, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. So Abraham is actually preferring Lot. And the Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou come unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and the Lord journeyed east and separated themselves the one from the other. Mine here and all mistake number one. Anyway.
That is number one mistake for Mr. Lot. If he had revelation, he could say, Uncle, I will not leave you.
Because
the Lord kept you and he spoke to you. He gave you a promise. I am not going to leave you.
And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward
Sodom.
But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. It's not that Lot was not aware of these people. He knew. You see, what Lot used to choose where to go to. Or how he chose. He looked with the natural eyes. But as Christians, we don't walk by sight, but by faith. Choices we make in life. The choices that we make in life. Decisions that we make. We want God to lead us, brother, sister. And he pitched his tent toward Sodom. In the direction of Sodom. That the men of Sodom were wicked did not worry him. Like we said, why back? You don't slide, you don't backslide overnight. He pitched his tent toward Sodom.
The trees lying in this side.
Ringava mini mini kutikana mtu wangu wakadai osozo donera.
Mira ko when the tree is leaning this side.
Azite.
It will never happen.
Ko wakatirekera ndoko onete sei.
It is leaning. That's where it will fall.
So close to sin but without sinning.
Ari page gone chivi chaizvo asi asingatadzi.
So close.
Pajgo pajgo chaizvo.
But the process is not how close you can get to sin without sinning.
Profita anoti haisi nyaya yekuti unosvika pajgo nechivi usingatadzi.
And the Bible says,
Bible not.
Shun the very appearance of evil.
Njenga zvinoonekwa chaizvo kunge zvirikuratidza kunge chivi.
Kamufananidzo. Pakangoita chinhu chinenge chine mubvunzo.
Whenever there is a question,
you avoid it.
You avoid it.
Why ndo gara uri paka munyeri nyeri?
Why are you wanting to stay just close?
Kuti inenge nyika.
It's like the world.
But it's
not the world. Really.
But zvakangoda kunge ndaita senyika
but it's like the world but it's not.
Eh? Chikabanga yes.
Ah.
Kabanga itrouse, kabanga ishort. Those are kachaka zvichikabanga. Haunga kwasi kunyaisa pakuti trouse here. Munozeya nditora.
Yeah, need the whole
coat. Nevanhu zveya zvinonzi zvikabanga.
Three quarters.
Ende kuti kabanga kae. Kuti pamwe.
Maybe either side.
You can't place it.
Haukwanise
kuchiisa wapi. It's not a trousers.
Harisi trousers.
It's not a short.
Hachizi chikabudura.
But kabanga.
It's a maybe. Pay adventure.
But from pitching his tent towards Sodom,
asi kubva pakungoisa tende rake rakatarisa kuSodom.
The next thing we hear, he was the mayor of Sodom.
Chechipiri takutonzwa vatomeya varoti veSodom.
The Bible says he pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Rinoti akatanga kuisa tende rake rakatarisa kuSodom.
And then the next thing we hear, when the two angels went to
Sodom,
he was sitting in the gate. The elder of the city.
How come he had gone to be the mayor of the city?
The
Bible never explained it, but he was the mayor.
But after that Lot had separated from him, God appeared to him,
Abraham.
Lift now thine eyes from the place where thou art. Look northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, the length of it, the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. And Abraham removed his tent and came to dwell in the plain of Mamre, which is in
Hebron,
and he built there an altar unto the Lord. But not one time we ever hear of Lot building an altar.
Hatina patino zombonzwa kuti Lot akazombonovaka altar aenda.
When it comes to spiritual things, he's not there.
Kana zvazvemweya hazvibat.
Busy how he can increase his wealth.
Aito nyatsokuona kuti ndoruka sei mari panapa ndiite zvimwe zvi.
Pleasure.
Mufaro.
That
was in Sodom.
Kunyangwa moyo wake kunga uchishungurudzwa.
Even if his spirit was vexed.
Aivemo.
But he was inside Sodom.
Church Ages, page 69. Now, let us be very careful that we are not confused at this point. Thus, we will seek the word to validate this claim. Let us go back to the book of the beginning, Genesis. In the Garden of Eden. Amen. There were two trees. One was good, one was evil. One produced life, the other produced death. There were two children originally offered sacrifices to God. Let me repeat that. They both offered sacrifices to God. Amen. Genesis 4:3-5. In the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and offered as an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstling of his flock. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Amen. So God had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Amen. So when God accepts the sacrifice, he also accepts the one who offers the sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
But unto Cain and his offering,
he
had not respect. One that was Cain was evil, being of his father the wicked one, while Abel was righteous before the Lord. Again, there were two children from the flesh of the same parents. They were the twins of Isaac and Rebekah. One was the elect of God, the other was reprobate. But both worshipped God. In every single case, there was worship of God involved. In every case, the evil hated the righteous and persecuted the righteous. In some cases, the evil destroyed the righteous. But notice they were planted together. They lived together. They both made claims upon God and worshipped God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me jump to this paragraph, where he says, don't ever forget these truths as we study the churches and later the seals. As we study the church ages and later the seals. Amen. And above all, don't forget that it is in this last age when the tares are getting bound for their burning. And they will shove out the wheat that is to be garnered by the Lord. Says, I want to carry this thought all the way through. So let us go a step further. Have we ever studied the history of revivals? A revival signifies the move of God. And every time God moves, Satan is there to move also. It never fails. Amen.
Amen.
Says, if you have been aware of this last day ministry, this last day ministry, you will have noted the same invasion of false and wicked spirits. It has to be that way. Now, I hope and trust you are spiritual minded enough to get that and capitalize on it. Amen. You take advantage of it. Amen.
Amen.
They say what? Knowledge is power.
Amen.
When you have this knowledge, you capitalize on it. Amen. So we see these two vines. There was Abel. And there was Cain. Brothers.
Abraham.
And Lot. Brothers.
Amana.
Isaac.
Isaka.
And Ishmael.
Ishmael.
Brothers.
Amana.
Jacob and Esau.
Esau.
Brothers. Moses and Balaam in Moses the wilderness. Both prophets.
Yes, a prophet.
Israel seven altars.
Israel, my altar seven.
Amen. And you know Balaam.
Balaam.
Was a prophet of Moab. And you know who Moab is?
They are Lot's children.
Amen. Sakazanga zirehama.
They were brethren.
Amen. Fundamentally, they were the same.
Enyama.
Amen.
Amen.
Seven altars, Israel.
Seven
altars.
Seven
more. Amen.
Amen.
But what made the difference? Israel had a vindicated prophet with a message and the pillar of fire for vindication, a brazen serpent. Amen.
Amen.
There was Jesus. There was
Judas.
God himself incarnate. And Judas was Satan incarnate. Amen.
Amen.
Wheat and tares.
Sora ne goros.
In the same field.
Amen.
Amen.
The
Spirit of Christ.
Mwaya wa Kristo.
And the Spirit of Antichrist.
Mwaya wa Antichristo.
Working in the same church.
Shanda mchechi mwechete.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Okay. We can only find where we can end. We don't finish. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Romans 9.
Aroma 9.
My. Amen. Let's begin at verse 3.
Aroma 9, verse 3.
For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
Who
are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the services of God and the promises?
Kuva vana vakabwinyiswa vakabwinya nokusungano nokupiwa murayiro nokunamata Mwari nezvipikirwa ndezvavo.
Whose are the fathers, and of whom is concerning the flesh Christ came? Who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen.
Madzibaba ndavo naKristu vakabva kwavari panyama, uri pamusoro pavose, Mwari anokudzwa nokusingaperi. Amen.
Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect.
Asa handiti shoko raMwari rakakona.
For they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
Nokuti havasi vose vaIsraeri vanova Israel.
Amen. Amen. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Amen.
Amen.
Because the children of
Abraham,
there was Isaac, and there was
Ishmael.
But the Bible is saying, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall save the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For we said unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand up on our feet.
Ati simukeende sokadzedu.
You are a chosen generation.
Muri rudzi rwakasarudzwa.
A royal priesthood.